The Mountain View Black Officers Club, listed this week as one of the top endangered historic buildings in the country, is on the Fort Huachuca Army Base in Sierra Vista. Built in 1942, it is an example of the formerly segregated military base. Damian Klinko is president of the Tucson Historic Preservation Foundation. He says the building is of national significance.
Mountain View is the most significant example of a military service club in the United States, but built specifically for African-American officers. The Mountain View Black Officers Club historic significance has been well documented by local and national historians and preservationists.
The Southwest Association of Buffalo Soldiers was doing work on the Officers Club. The organization is made up of former black service members, and they were restoring the building from 2004 to 2011 when their contract with the Army expired. Charles Hancock, the vice president of the association, says he's unaware of any work on the building since 2011. He hopes the designation as a threatened site helps get that work going again.
Once an organization knows that we have a significant prominence here, people will start to donate their money, and that's what we're going to need in order to restore and preserve the building.
The designation of one of the only standing black officers' clubs left in the country has raised a sore topic for those who want to preserve it. State and local preservation organizations and government agencies say they would like the building to be listed on the National Register of Historic Places, but they cannot apply for such a designation. Applications must come from a property owner, in this case, the Army. The Southwest Association of Buffalo Soldiers wants to restore the property and wants it listed, says the president, Ed Scheller. He acknowledged that during a gathering with other Buffalo soldiers on the day of the announcement of the building's threatened status.
Every person in this room has used a shovel over there, hit a nail, picked up wood, did whatever. Our whole membership is behind this.
Looking at a picture of black officers in 1942, Buffalo soldier Frank Bothwell says the soldiers who came before him made his career at Fort Huachuca possible.
These guys producing people like me. I spent 24 years in the military. I retired as a sergeant major. And these guys made it possible. And it should not, their legacy should not be destroyed.
He is proud of the title Buffalo Soldier and says the building showing the country's segregated history must be preserved.
You would not tear down the Jefferson statue in Washington, D.C. You would not tear down, you would not get rid of Dachau in Germany. You would not tear down those buildings. Why? It's one of a kind. And this is specifically because it was designed specifically for me, the colored soldier at the time.
The Tucson and the State Historic Preservation offices say the building meets historic standards, and they say federal officials agree, but without an Army application, it cannot be designated historic. Julius Parker, also a Buffalo soldier, says other structures on the base built around the same time have earned that distinction.
It is the only structure in our existence that has been built expressly for black officers. Now, the preservation of this structure, in my view, will acknowledge and serve as a reminder that even during the darkest days of our racial evolution in this country, blacks have remained loyal to the United States of America.
Those devoted to saving the structure acknowledge that it's part of the country's history that some may not want to dwell on. But Parker says that doesn't overcome the fact that it is significant. Buffalo soldier Bothwell, who moved to Tucson from Sierra Vista, says the building won't be preserved until a mindset is changed.
We got to stop looking at it as the Black Officer Club. We got to start looking at it as American history.
To see photos of the Mountain View Black Officers Club, go online to our website, azpm.org. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.